son.
Hey, is Barbara in?
Who's calling?
It's Kyle over here with Cardiff.
How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Barbara. I just wanted to follow up with you here real quick. About two and a half weeks back now, we had mailed you out an offer, and it looks like it was based off a relationship you had over there with TCF when you guys got some equipment through them. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, based off that relationship and your ability to maintain it, we were able to get you pre-approved for some equipment capital over here. Just wanted to see how business was going for you this summer.
Well, business is good, and I really don't need anything right now.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Is there a normal time of year you do evaluate or look to do those kind of things?
Well, it would be down in the wintertime, like January, February.
January or February. Okay, definitely. I can keep in touch with you then. You know, if something pops up around that time, we can definitely probably see what we could do for you over here. What do you guys normally do? Bring on some new trucks around that time or kind of just look around and take a look at the big picture?
Maybe it needs some capital at that time or something. I'm not really sure.
Okay. Do you guys...
I'm not looking for any new equipment at this point.
Okay. How you guys install septic tanks, and do you also do maintenance and pumping on them, or just the installation?
Yeah,
okay.
We do all that.
All of it. Okay, so basically full service. Okay. Do you guys, how many pump trucks do you have running over there right now?
Two.
Two? Okay, so a pretty good amount. Alrighty, so, and then do you guys, are you guys mostly specializing in residential, or you have some commercial contracts too, or how's that work out for you?
We do residential and commercial.
Oh, okay, both. So that's great. How long you guys been doing that for?
35 years.
Oh, wow. So pretty established over there. Do you guys stay mostly in Manchester, or do you guys move around?
No, we're mostly in Montgomery County.
Oh, mostly in Montgomery County.
Yeah,
okay.
My office is just in Manchester.
Oh, your office is just in Manchester. Okay. All right on. And then I guess I would ask you here, do you have a line of credit through your bank there?
No, I don't have a line of credit.
No? Okay, you mentioned capital, so have you used some working capital before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Well, so are you familiar with how that works, or is it kind of new to you?
Oh, well, I am somewhat familiar, yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, over here we really base that off of your gross annual sales. So top line of those, we can usually free up anywhere from maybe 10-15% of that as unsecured cash. So, you can take that and use as you see fit for your business, reinvest, any way you want, use it to payroll, anything along those lines. So I can grab your email here and shoot you over some info for you. That way, when you guys get a little closer, you can reach out to me or I can get back in touch with you.
Sure. The email is KingSonsSeptic. That's KingSonsSeptic at AOL.com.
At AOL.com. Alrighty, great. I'll shoot you over an email after we get off the phone here. And if you don't mind me asking, 35 years back, how many trucks did you start with then?
Well, I could do more, but, more trucks, more taxes, more everything. I'm comfortable with what I have.
Okay, definitely. So, but you see, you guys have probably grown quite a bit since then. How'd you, in the beginning there, what'd you do to get started? Kind of just do good work and word of mouth, or how did that spring out for you guys?
Yeah, just good, honest work, and we are grossing now about $550,000 a year.
Oh, wow. That's, pretty good there. And then, so have you guys slowly been increasing year per year on those sales there?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, so what are you looking to track for this year so far? Do you know?
I really don't know. Not
okay.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, no worries. I was just wondering if you're on track to beat it or not.
Oh, it's busier this year than it has been.
Oh, really? Do you know any particular reason or kind of just good luck?
No, I think it's because word of mouth and you know, being around that long, and I'm not even advertising, and I'm busy as all get out.
Oh, really? So, okay. So, yeah, you guys' reputation must be quite strong over there, then, it sounds like. To yeah, that's mm-hmm. great. Great to hear. And how many people do you have all together on your team there?
Five.
Five, okay. That's great. And I'm not too familiar with the installation of a septic tank. When you guys do, a larger one, how long does that usually take you?
Well, with county inspections, let's just give it 4 to 5 days.
Oh, that's not too bad, though. Pretty quick turnaround. Okay, and so on your commercial contracts, does the size increase on those quite a bit normally? Or does it just
the commercial contracts, I'm talking about mainly restaurant grease traps.
Oh, okay. So is that normally just your standard septic tank there, or is that kind of, multiple ones?
No, it's there's a septic tank, and then there's a grease trap at a restaurant. So we actually service both.
Oh, okay. And then what does the grease trap actually do?
The grease trap is where that crook and grease goes into a tank, just like a septic would go into a tank.
Oh, okay.
We pump those out.
Oh, okay, nice. So instead of clogging up all your drains and everything with all the grease, there's a tank for that to keep all that. Oh, I never knew that. Oh, okay. Well, that's awesome. I never knew that. All right, Barbara. Well, I will shoot you.
We also have backhoe, so we do backhoe work. We do repairs, installations. We do the whole nine yards.
Oh, wow. So you guys are full service over there then.
Yes.
Okay, so do you guys have a pretty big shop you do all that in?
Well, we don't really have a big shop. We just have some land where trucks are parked and that type of thing. So, you know, we've been operating like that for 35 years. Family owned and operated, hands-on. So we do the work. We know it gets done right.
Well, that definitely sounds like it's working well for you guys over there. And that's this family small business. You know, that's the heart of this country here. And my family is also in a small business as well. So I know quite a bit of what all that entails. And it's really a neat process there. The business ends up turning out to be like another one of your kids, it seems like, huh?
Yeah.
All righty. Well, it was great talking to you, Barbara. I will wrap up this email and shoot over some info to you. And then whenever you have a few seconds, go ahead and check that out. And I'll follow up here in maybe a couple weeks, and since I know it's still quite a bit down the road.
Sure, that's fine.
All righty. Well, it was good talking to you, and I'll shoot that over your way as soon as we get off the phone here.
Thanks so much.
All right. You have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.